The Michigan State men's basketball team traveled to Ann Arbor on Tuesday to renew their rivalry with the Michigan Wolverines. The game featured one decent team trying to get back to the NCAA tournament and an average team trying to get, well, anywhere. On Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon to explain why there was more to it than that. Under head coach Tom Izzo, the Spartans have been to 17 straight NCAA tournaments, made it to 8 Final Fours, and won it all in 2000, all while graduating 81% of his players. Not too shabby. Thanks to the tough schedule Izzo puts together every year, his teams tend to start slowly and then build up steam as March Madness approaches. This year's team seems to be no exception, winning 9 of the last 12 Big Ten games. That's what coaching looks like. But you'd never know it from watching Izzo during games. His frantic expressions of disbelief and exasperation make you think he's screaming at some local ne'er-do-wells who just egged his house. But hey, it works, so there's no point changing that now. A few years ago, in 2010, the Spartans lost their star, Kalen Lucas, right before the tournament, and proceeded to get to the Final Four anyway. At the time, I said that might be Izzo's best coaching job of his career. Well, Michigan coach John Beilein has already won 2 Big Ten titles and gotten his team to the NCAA Finals, and he's done it all the right way. But this year might be the best coaching job of his career. Whatever problems Izzo's got, Beilein's got more. He's recruited overlooked players and turned them into stars. His reward? Watching them jump to the NBA, 4 of them in the past 2 years alone. But this year's team still looked pretty decent until injuries cost them 3 starters. If all the players had stayed and stayed healthy, Michigan would be a juggernaut this year and the current starters would likely be on the bench. But that's who Beilein has, so that's who he plays. Against 3 quality Big Ten teams, Beilein's ragtag reserves pushed much better squads to overtime and lost each time. On Tuesday night, you could see the long season catching up with them. The Wolverines fell behind the Spartans early and never caught up. This will likely be considered one of Beilein's worst seasons, but I think it should go down as one of his best. Contrary to popular belief, it's not that hard to lead when you're winning. Everybody's excited to go to practice, and nobody wants to see the trainer, even if they're injured. No, it's when you're losing that good coaches really earn their keep. Bo Schembechler always said the best coaching job he'd ever seen was from Ara Parseghian at Northwestern in 1957. Were the Wildcats national champs? No. Were they Big Ten champs? No. The Wildcats that year lost every single game. But in the process, Parseghian's steady, sure leadership kept the players from giving up or pointing fingers. They worked hard, and they stuck together all year. The next season, those Wildcats went 5-4, beating both Michigan and Ohio State. Parseghian earned lasting fame when he led Notre Dame to 2 national titles, but that's not what Schembechler admired most. Michigan fans have been pretty patient and understanding, but there are always a few out there who tweet that Beilein can't recruit, can't develop, and can't coach. But you will never hear that from one of Beilein's peers. They know better. Michigan softball coach Carol Hutchins once told me, "Even in a bad year, a good program is a good program." And that is exactly what John Beilein has built at Michigan. The easy prediction is this. The Wolverines will be back next year with a vengeance. If fans are lucky, the Spartans will be riding high too, and this rivalry will finally showcase the two teams at their best. But time is running out. Izzo is 60 years old, and Beilein is 62. This is not going to last forever. So my advice? Quit your whining and enjoy it while you can. This is as good as it gets.